the Night Shift.
Remember yesterday, we were talking about this company boss who'd had enough of people taking so many cigarette breaks a day, up to six at 15 minutes each. So he gave his non-smoking staff an extra 4 days holiday a year. Don Bryden, who runs KCJ Training and Employment Solutions. The company boss noticed the amount of time wasted each day by smokers, and so he thought he'd give an incentive to the smokers to give up. But you've got to give up for a year before you get the extra holidays. But to compensate the non-smokers, he offered them an extra 4 days holiday a year. Good idea? Or is it discrimination, as one caller pointed out yesterday? Employment expert Graham Wynn from Superior People Recruitment joins me now. G'day, Graham.
Good morning, Luke. How are you today?
Interesting story, this one.
It is an interesting story, and it's one of those stories where this has been mentioned by a few people, should we do this, should we do this? And this guy one day said, well, people keep talking about it, I'm going to do it. And therefore, an extra 4 days annual leave for a non-smoker. Apparently, as you say, those that smoked it, I'll stop tomorrow then. He said, no, you need to go up for 12 months first before you allow that. I don't see it as discrimination because it gets talked about regularly, this idea. Where I see the problem is, for example, let's say a person has two smokes a day, somebody else has five smokes a day. How does he break that up? Does he say, well, okay, you're only taking half an hour a day, you're taking an hour a day? That's where the real pitfall will come in with this, that the smokers will then compete against each other. Oh, I don't take as long as he does, so I shouldn't be penalised the full 4 days as he is. So it's fraught with danger, this whole system. I can't see it working in practice, but it's an interesting idea. And certainly it's a way of encouraging people to stop smoking. What I find a lot of my clients these days will actually ask me to find non-smokers. They give me that stipulation.
Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to only employ non-smokers?
You can employ non-smokers as long as you don't specify that in advertising or any reasons why you don't employ
them. So you're allowed to ask someone if they're a smoker?
I don't ask them. You don't have to ask them because normally you can smell it on them for a start. But we can also check their social media pages, and they've got pictures of themselves with cigarettes in hands. So you can find that quite easily anyway. And we used to use a very simple question and said, look, the reason why the position's open, the previous person was a regular smoker, took seven smoke breaks a day, were never there. And the candidate will say, oh, well, I don't smoke. So that should tell you that. So by just wording something like that, you can get the answer from people quite easily.
So by law, by law, you're not allowed to come out and say, are you a smoker?
Correct. But a generalised comment will get them to tell you whether they are or not.
All right. Now, just moving away from this, let's talk about general discrimination in the workplace. As a recruiter, what are other questions you are not allowed to ask?
Well, you certainly can't ask things about religion or sexual orientation. You're not supposed to ask about family status, married, children. You can't ask those kind of questions. But there is such a way you can word comments and have discussions that the person will generally tell you anyway. So we are told by clients, as I say, sometimes they'll say, find me a male who's recently married because I'm looking for a sales guy who's hungry. He's just got married, got a mortgage, he's hungry to earn money.
Yeah.
Find me that guy. So we'll feed comments and have conversations to get that from them. And that's what we have to do, basically. So the client will give us this criteria, which we can't ask or advertise, but we have to find out somehow. And the way we word conversations, we generally get it from them in some way without too much trouble at all, yes.
So there is discrimination practice, but you go about it sideways.
Correct, yes. Yes. And the employers don't see it as discrimination. They see it simply as knowing what kind of person their workplace needs to fulfill the job they want done. So they don't see it as discrimination. They just say, this is the kind of person I want. And that's how they word it to me. Mm. And the other example would be a small business might employ 10 or 12 people, needs a receptionist. Generally, they say to me, I don't want a female who's just had children. Because if the child is sick, the mother stays off. That's just what happens. And if we're a small business, that's my receptionist. I can't afford at short notice to not have a receptionist. I can't cover that. So again, they'll get us to find out their situation. And social media is excellent for that because people put on their Facebook all their life story, basically. So we can use that to find out so much information about job seekers. And every recruiter does it. Companies do it. We all use Facebook as a real way of finding out what people's situation is so that we can get the right candidates for our clients.
Well, there you go, folks. Interesting stuff. Listen, Graham, always good to talk to you. Thanks for keeping us in the know, and we'll talk again soon.
No problem. Thanks, Luke.
Employment expert Graham Wynn from Superior People Recruitment here on The Night Shift.